have a listen to what URN has got up to in the second month of isolation.
I do think that now we've been in lockdown for around 2 months, everything's sort of settled down a little bit. Like, it almost feels like life's reached a point of normality because everyone's got used to things. I think around the time of the first month, I was trying so hard to have a structure to my day and just really try not to focus on everything that's going on. But I think now I've sort of reached a point where everything's a bit more relaxed. Coming to the end of university means that things are a lot less stressful as deadlines are sort of slowly passing. And still watching TV, chilling, and looking forward to seeing my friends again.
I've been trying to do the Chloe Ting's ab workout, get abs in 2 weeks, that everyone's been raving about. And so far I haven't seen much progress, but we're going to keep trying and see what happens.
I've done a lot of quizzes over the past 8 weeks with my friends, but more recently we branched out into online games and things. So last weekend I did an escape room with some of my friends online. You just pay like a small amount of money and then it sends you a link through to this online escape room. We had it on Zoom and screen shared, and then we all worked through like the challenges together. It took a couple of hours, but it was really good fun just to like do something a bit different to a quiz. And then the other thing that I did was one of my friends made a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game for us. So that was really good fun as well, because it was still a kind of quiz style, but just slightly different and a bit more competitive than our other quizzes have been.
During lockdown, I've tried to work on my creativity. So I've been doing some painting, doing some piano and guitar playing, doing some singing. Really anything to avoid all of the assessments I have, because I don't have the attention span to be doing coursework or exams, and I have both. But yeah, a lot of baking. I made cookies 5 times in 1 week the week before. So that's what I've been doing, eating a lot. I think I've had maybe 8 tubs of sorbet.
This week I have finally resorted to doing some uni work. Thankfully it's nearly done now, so I guess that'll be my official first year over, which is a bit sad, but at least when it's done, and I can get back to doing absolutely nothing.
Me and my friends have also decided to follow some online art tutorials, Bob Ross in particular, and that's been really good fun. We've just got on a FaceTime call all together and then made it into a little competition, all followed the same tutorial, and just seeing how everyone's paintings turn out at the end of it, it's really good fun.
I've been staying up until 7 a.m. because I can't sleep, and then waking up at like 3 p.m. and being like, damn, my whole day is wasted.
Recently I've been doing a lot of bird watching around University Park campus. I've seen a swallow circling over the lake and the mandarin duck family, which are quite rare, so that was quite exciting.
I mean, I'm walking through a cow field right now, so if you hear some mooing or like a gentle breeze coming through your headphones, that'll be why. I'm also kind of scared of cows, so I think I actually might change my direction.
My dad actually created a one-hole golf course in our garden. So we've got a plant pot that he's like sunk into the ground. And then we've just got some golf clubs and balls that we are using to create various little mini golf challenges against each other. So that's been really good fun. Not sure my mum's too impressed at the new golf hole in the middle of our lawn.
I'm also trying to get myself to cycle because running hasn't really worked out for me. And the only other exercise I'm really doing is walking. But the problem is with the cycling is that the D-lock is currently on my bike, and I left the key to the D-lock in Nottingham, and I'm currently quarantining in Leamington. So that's not great. But my parents basically a couple of days ago took it upon themselves to go to the garage of my village, and they know us quite well, so they knew we weren't stealing the bike, but they basically chainsawed, I don't know if a chainsaw is the right word, but essentially something like a chainsaw. They chainsawed the D-lock off the bike so I could now go on it, which is quite intense, but it does mean that I get to go cycling now, which is great. So big thanks to them.
Throughout this last month, I have been completing the last few essays for my English degree, and aside from that, not a great deal. Exercising, eating, sleeping, and that's about it.
Something that I've not done yet, but I'm really looking forward to doing, is being able to go on picnics with, you know, one of my friends at one at a time. We've got some really nice places around us. I live quite near the Broads, and so I'm really looking forward to be able to properly get back outside and go on a trip that's not a trip to the supermarket.
So one of the things I've been doing to keep myself occupied in the second month of lockdown is watch a lot more TV, and a lot of TV shows that I've wanted to get round to for a long time. There's been a lot of good telly that's come out recently, and my favourite being BBC Three's Normal People, which I binged in about 2 days. So yeah, a lot I've been watching. I've also tried to read a few books that have been on my shelf for a while, slowly but surely getting through them. But yeah, binge watching and binge reading have been my my ways of keeping myself occupied in the second month of lockdown.
Watching a lot of interactive episodes now. There's not many of them, and I thought that the only one to ever exist was Bandersnatch by Black Mirror. But if you want to watch like interactive episodes that is like slightly less intense and less dystopian, Kimmy Schmidt, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, they have like a new episode out now that's interactive that's really funny. So definitely just doing that. And whilst I was looking on Netflix for interactive episodes, I realised, probably everyone does realise, but there's a Bear Grylls one that basically go through, I don't even know where he is. I think he might be in some part of, I don't know, some forest somewhere, and you have to basically direct him to go through things and see if you survive. And I think it's very clear that I would not survive. He was getting quite annoyed with me. I was like, go through the river, and he was like, but there's crocodiles, and I was like, go through it anyway, hun, it's fine. And it was not okay, so I definitely suggest doing that. I think they have a whole series.
I completely shaved off all my hair, lol, so I was just like, why not? So I got my brother shave it all off, and it actually looks really sick. It grew out a bit, and now I've dyed it blonde, so I have like short blonde hair. And yeah, it looks quite cool. I've also continued running. I'm running like 10Ks now. I ran 10K today, and it was my best time, and it was sick. So I was really happy about that. I also ran a half marathon. Couldn't believe that. I just started off as a 10K, then went to a 15K. I just kept going. And then yeah, I ran a half marathon this quarantine. So I thought that was quite an achievement.
Been having lots of fires, but we've discovered that wooden pallets are one of the best things to burn. So we've just been running around getting wooden pallets from people's front gardens and just burning them and having nice fires cooking on them.
Although lockdown's been quite a difficult time and something that we would probably all prefer to forget in the future, something that I will always remember is our VE Day celebrations. So we had afternoon tea just in our garden with sandwiches and cakes and everything that we made. But in the morning, me and my dad walked to our local, like the next village across from us. And it was a really nice walk just to see everyone had their flags out. Various people were sat in their front gardens just to have a chat, you know, from a distance with various people in our village and the village across from us. And it was just really nice because there really felt like a community spirit and as though everyone was celebrating together, even though we couldn't all have like street parties and really celebrate together. We were celebrating together from a distance.
So I've been trying to kind of plan things that I can do in isolation outside of university work once I've sorted that. One of the things I'm thinking about is learning a language. A lot of the ones I did at school were European languages, so I'm thinking about possibly doing one of those because those are obviously, that would be kind of like an easier way of getting into it. And also I've been spending time with my tortoise, who also lives outside, and he's been loving the weather at the moment.
And we've now made a sort of poster wall with sort of, it's got a couple of my favourite artists on there, so we've got a poster of Mabel, we've got a poster of Freya Ridings, we've got a rare, really happy photograph of Lewis Capaldi and a photograph of Sam Fender, and then littered around we've also got some tickets for each one of them, so you've got the tickets relevant to each of Freya Ridings and Mabel and then some of the festivals I've been to. So yeah, we've made sort of nice little music walls. Hopefully I don't see you on for a third instalment of what we've been up to in isolation, but who knows?